Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I hope you guys are having a great 3-day weekend. I always work. I just do because the news doesn't stop. And we are honoring the legend of Martin Luther King. He sacrificed his life to unite our country. And blessings to him up there in heaven and his family on this day where most people kind of observe it as an extra day off. There's a lot of meaning to it. We'll discuss later. But I want to talk about right now this theory. And I'm sure I'm not the only one that had this theory, but I was thinking over the last week or two when I'm watching this whole royal breakup, this Harry and Meghan Megxit, they call it, that things sure got quiet around the whole Prince Andrew controversy. As you guys know, Prince Andrew, I think news broke in December, how he and Jeffrey Epstein had some ties. Apparently they met, I think, in the late 90s. He stayed at his estates, possibly partied with them, and that was huge. And as I get a lot of news, and when you get the news, you get it from a variety of sources, and we get a lot of news from Great Britain, and just report after report, he's going to have an interview with the BBC, he's going to talk about this, he's going to talk about this, and I'm looking at this going, okay, this is bad. It's not because I'm watching The Crown. And, you know, once you watch A Crown, you feel like you know everything about the royals. You don't. It's, again, it's filtered. But it's good. You need to see The Crown. I think it's a fantastic show. And it does make you appreciate what the monarchy goes through. But when I saw this, what was going on with Prince Andrew, I'm like, okay, this is going to be bad. If you possibly have a royal connected to, by any means or length or degree, a sex trafficking ring, that is, I don't see how the monarchy would be able to recover. And as I'm kind of thinking about this, all of a sudden, there's all these spurts on, oh, Harry and Meghan are leaving, Harry and Meghan leaving, and then that just exploded. And nobody's talking about Prince Andrew again. So it just kind of makes you wonder if we're just being played. Now, like many of you, I really don't care, right, about what a young couple wants to do with their lives, and they need their privacy. They want to have their baby. You know, Prince Harry, he lost his mother. That had to be very public. He had to mourn her on TV, on camera. And I'm not saying we feel sorry for somebody who got to grow up in Buckingham Palace, but, you know, he obviously didn't have the easiest life. And I don't blame people for wanting to have a private life, you know, and I guess it likes to fuel a lot of gossip. Well, you have Meghan Markle, who's not a royal. She comes in. She doesn't like the royal rules. Takes him out. And people are making her look like the bad guy. Nobody's ever going to dislike Harry. Harry is so, everybody loves Harry. You know, you just, he's like Teflon. Anything he does, people love. But people could dislike Meghan. That always seems to happen, you know. And, you know, I personally think the monarchy is cool. I think it's cool to have something of history still there. I really worry about us losing all our history and wiping any trace of it off the face of this earth because, you know, this is where we came from and history can repeat itself. And I think we learn a lot from history. So I think the monarchy is cool and I hope they always exist. But do I really care about it? No. I mean, does it affect me? No. Should we be, you know, all into people's lives and what they do personally? No. But I do care and I do make it a point, especially now, when I think we're being played. And it just looks too gosh darn coincidental that we have all this, you know, oh boy, they're leaving the royal family and all that. I think Harry's taking one for the team. I think this Prince Andrew thing is worse than it has been portrayed. It is a big cluster, and it's the art of distraction. You know, I hear people say they like Trump. They like Trump a lot, but they wish he wouldn't tweet. His tweets are horrible. His tweets are exactly why Trump is Trump. Okay? It's distraction. You know, we throw something out there to a bunch of starving dogs, let them grab at it, and then you go and got to do your own thing. That's why, you know, this art of distraction has, it's nothing new. It's been going around for a while. I mean, centuries. People, monarchies, governments have been doing it. I've been watching Chernobyl and a fantastic miniseries. You have to watch it. You know, all about cover-ups and distractions and all that. And so, you know, I think by the year 2020, I see a frustration among people. I'm really frustrated. I don't like to think that something's fake. You know, yeah, Trump coined the term fake news. And I'm kind of glad he did, whether you support Trump or not. Because I think it really came to light that we are being dished a bunch of crap. Now, who knows? Maybe Megxit is all legit. You know, maybe a bunch of these tweets or news stories are 100% correct. But I just keep scratching my head at things. Going, is everybody playing us? Is everything a picture? I mean, look when you guys do your selfies. When I do my selfie, do I ever get my upper thighs into my selfie? Of course not, because I don't want you guys to see that. So, I mean, I only want you to see what I want you to see. I only want you to hear what I want you to hear. And, you know, if you think that the monarchy or the royal family or the White House or Congress is going to do any different, they're not. You know, we live in a very fake and manipulated and orchestrated and choreographed society right now. And I don't know how we're going to get back to realism. We could filter, we can edit, we can crop, we can post, we could delete anything we like right now. And I just don't like the idea that we don't really have a lot of reality. Even history is starting to be distorted. I've read multiple textbooks on the same historical event, and they're all different. So, my suggestion, give the royal some privacy, but don't give the media all the attention that it wants, because I just think a lot of it is a little coincidental. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. The playoffs were absolutely fantastic yesterday. Sorry, guys. I had money on the Chiefs and the Niners. So, Chiefs beat out the Titans 35-24. 49ers beat out the Packers 37-20. Fantastic games. I thought all the teams did very, very well. I think Garoppolo is absolutely handsome, and I think Mahomes is a real cutie. I was afraid Mahomes had a little bit of right pink eye in the beginning. His eye looked kind of red, and I was a little nervous about that, but he did okay. Aaron Rodgers, he gets a bad rap, because he was mean to the Cowboys, and I don't like anybody being mean to my Cowboys, so I'm not a big Aaron Rodgers fan per se socially, but I think in terms of his abilities, status post clavicle fracture, he's still a great quarterback, fantastic quarterback. And now that Dallas has his ex-coach, McCarthy, then it's, I think I need to kind of appreciate the Packers a little bit more. But in terms of the 49ers and Chiefs, last I checked, Chiefs are favored by just a touch. So we'll see. They will be playing in Miami in 2 weeks. You know, Las Vegas has the Raiders stadium. Las Vegas is going to be getting the Raiders. There has been some discussion that Tom Brady, being a free agent, may come to Las Vegas. Not too sure. Pretty exciting stuff. Can't say exactly if that's going to happen. We don't know. But if Tom Brady comes to Vegas, that means I'll get to run into Tom Brady, and run into everybody in Las Vegas. I gotta tell you, if never been to Las Vegas, if you run into everybody here, it's pretty kind of fun. Alright, speaking of Vegas and Nevada and all that, we got some states that have the most inactivity. We have this list of states that are the laziest in America. Apparently the CDC has come out with a state map of adult physical inactivity. All states and territories had more than 15% of adults who were physically inactive. And this estimate ranged anywhere from 17.3 to 47.7%, almost half of the adults in states inactive. Excuse me, so what is physical inactivity? Well, they defined it as a self-reporting of engaging in no leisure time physical activity during the past month. So if you didn't work out in the last month, you're inactive. And I get that. I mean, even when I've had surgery, I've still worked out. And so I don't think I've ever gone a month without working out. So usually I work out every day. So I would kind of be in the active. I don't work out like I used to. I used to run hard, but, you know, I do what I can. So this data came from the Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance System, an ongoing state-based telephone interview survey. So, is it the most scientific? But it counts. And if somebody answers and says, look, I really don't work out, you know, I mean, they don't have really a lot of reason to lie. But I think a lot of you guys exercise more than you think, because I hate these headlines. When you hear these headlines, you know, a lot of people that don't exercise are like, oh, gosh, another obesity headline or another inactivity headline or another, I don't want to hear it. Nah, you know, actually, I think this is a good one to discuss. The map shows that Hispanics have the highest prevalence of physical inactivity, 31.7%, followed by non-Hispanic blacks, 30.3%, non-Hispanic whites, 23.4%, and then the majority of states, non-Hispanic blacks and Hispanics, had a significantly higher prevalence of inactivity than non-Hispanic whites. Five states and Puerto Rico had a physical inactivity prevalence of 30% or higher. 22 states of Puerto Rico had a physical inactivity prevalence of 30% or higher. 23 states and the District of Columbia also. Four states, Colorado, Washington, Utah, and Oregon, and the District of Columbia, had better looking numbers. They had 15 to 20% of adults physically inactive. Now, so that's horrible. A fifth of adults not working out is still bad, but they shined compared to the rest of the country. In 24 states, almost a quarter of people are inactive. In 15 states, almost a third. In 7 states, over a third. Tennessee, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Alabama, Kentucky, Arkansas, Mississippi, as well as Puerto Rico and Guam. And in the South, they had the highest prevalence of inactivity, then followed by the Northeast, Midwest, and West. West is a little bit easier because our weather is good, you know. But in the South, it's kind of sticky and muggy. And, you know, let's kind of talk about this. Let's really be honest about exercise, okay? I mean, this is one of these things where in the media, you know, or news, or the way doctors speak, like, okay, you got to exercise. Okay, yeah, we have to exercise. All right, let's really be honest about why people don't exercise. I mean, you're not going to tackle the inactivity epidemic. Yeah, it's an epidemic also. If you don't really get to the root of it, okay? I stopped running outside, you know, I still ran a little bit, but after being assaulted, you don't really want to be outside running tired. You know, I was always nervous because you'd be running and these homes have alleys and things like that. And even if you're running on the sidewalk or the street, you know, but there's still an alley there and somebody could grab you. and you're tired. I mean, when you're running, you are exhausted. Maybe your epinephrine is up, but your muscles are weak. You know, your lungs are cold. You're not in the best state to fight off an assailant. And I think there are a lot of people out there that go, look, you know, I'll just kind of exercise indoors, or I'll exercise in a gym. Not to mention weather. If you have crappy weather, if it's really, really cold, if it's really, really hot, if it's muggy, and the humidity is so bad, you're not going to want to be outside. And people say, well, you know, you should do it in early, early morning or late, late night. Okay, well, early morning is kind of tricky when you, you know, have to get ready for work. I mean, you know, I like to work out in the morning, but it really takes at least an hour, hour and a half. You know, when I had to get to work at 6 a.m., I couldn't work out in the morning. I had to then work out at night. Working out at night, you're tired. So then people say, well, go to the gym. After work, you got to head to the gym. All right. Well, what is that like? For those of you, you know, who work out at the gym, you know, you kind of make friends. You have your corner. You're like, I don't care. I look good. This is how I live. This is how I be. You know, you find a gym where you don't feel like you look bad. But for newbies going to the gym, it's really intimidating. The equipment seems dirty. Even though most gyms clean their equipment, you see somebody get off something, they wipe their sweat off of it. You're like, well, I don't want to touch it. You don't want to work out next to other people. Some, you know, you have other people around that kind of, I don't know, look like they're going to be checking you out. And, you know, if your sports bra isn't tight enough, you're like, okay, well, I don't know. You have, you know, something else on the TV. Now you have your own TV on equipment, but before there'd be something on the TV you really don't want to watch. And you have to watch it because that's what the other people are watching. And you can't really switch a TV because there's only one or two TVs. You know, and people do look at you. They walk by and they look at you. You know, they're looking at your butt. You know, and so, you know, a lot of people want to work out privately. So we end up having all these reasons and all these excuses to, well, if I'm not going to go to the gym and be like the way these fitness gurus look on TV, then I'm not doing it right, so I'm not going to do it at all. And you don't understand, there's lots of ways for you to exercise. Even in the house, I tell people to find pace in the house. You could very easily walk in your house if you don't want to walk outside. You could get little exercise equipment that's not that expensive in your house. You know, in the 80s, we would get these, videos, like Jane Fonda aerobics videos and do it at the house. All right? If you didn't want to be outside, you didn't want to be attached because you were in your spandex and you would work out at home. If you have stairs, you can go up and down the stairs at your house. You could do sit-ups. You could do push-ups. You could do arm rolls. You could do little weights. There's lots of things you could do. Maybe it's not an official workout. I hate these articles saying, you know, if you're not working out like you did when you were 20, it doesn't count. It does count. You know? And then maybe, okay, then, you know, a hike. Go for a hike. Get a bunch of people and go for a hike. If you have to walk, walk with other people. You don't always have to be alone. I think it's really important to get a partner and get a spouse. So inactivity doesn't have to be, you don't have to be lumped in that, well, I'm inactive and I'm going to be heavy for life. No, there's a lot of things you could do. You could suck in your stomach at work, right? You know, four times an hour, you have to suck in your stomach for about 10 seconds. You could do toe taps. You could do butt crunches. There's lots of things you could do at your desk. You could get up and walk around the building. I mean, so you don't have to do jumping jacks at work. But I really suggest get at least some activity in per day. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As hundreds of thousands of people take part in the annual March for Life event in Washington, D.C., President Trump becomes the first president to directly address the March for Life crowd.
It is my profound honor to be the first president in history to attend the March for Life. We're here for a very simple reason, to defend the right of every child, born and unborn, to fulfill their God-given potential. For 47 years, Americans of all backgrounds have traveled from across the country to stand for life. And today, as President of the United States, I am truly proud to stand with you.
House Democrats are continuing their opening statements in the Senate impeachment trial against President Trump on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So thousands of gun owners have descended on Richmond today amid a fierce battle over Virginia's gun laws. But it's a very, very peaceful rally, very peaceful day to address our legislator. No violence from what we understand. They oppose a lot of the gun control measures that Governor Ralph Northam and Democrats in the General Assembly have promised to pass. And so Northam declared a state of emergency in Richmond through tomorrow night after he says law enforcement received credible threats of extremist groups with malicious plans. They were concerned that there was going to be violence similar to that of the deadly white nationalist rally in Charlottesville in 2017, USA is reporting. So Northam banned all weapons, including firearms, near the state capitol under the emergency order, which Supreme Court of Virginia upheld. They say at least six suspected members of the same violent neo-Nazi group were arrested late last week, three of which reportedly plan to attend the rally. See, for those of us who support the Second Amendment, we don't align ourselves with neo-Nazis, and the news loves to put in, oh, there's neo-Nazis in that group, but there's also neo-Nazis in liberal groups as well, so I don't understand why they have to make such a big deal about that, but they put that in there. So, the Virginia Citizens Defense League, the group who organized the rally and challenged Northam's ban, has, I guess, urged for a mass grassroots movement to fight back against tyranny. They say the government and leadership of the Democratic Party have declared war on law-abiding gun owners, and they're tired of it. Now, the Virginia law permits some firearms to be openly carried in some places. Locations, including like federal buildings, schools, courthouses, places of worship, have some restrictions to open carry. In Richmond, Virginia, firearms that are openly carried without having a concealed carry permit must meet certain restrictions, including the type of firearm, number of rounds it can hold, and some attachments. Now, the emergency declaration bans all weapons around the state capitol grounds, and a special rules committee of the General Assembly banned guns inside the capitol and a legislative office building. Now, some people say, oh, okay, well, yeah, that makes sense. I mean, they're federal buildings and all that. But, you know, when I hear that you're not allowed to carry, you know, in church or temple or whatever, when these shootings have been thwarted, it's many times by people who carried and were able to protect their flock, their fellow, you know, congregants. I mean, so many of these shootings have happened in no-gun zones where they just walk in and start shooting. When people know that a church or synagogue or whatever, or a building or school, has nobody with a firearm, they can do what they do unobstructed. And I just think that that's a really incorrect approach to wanting to protect our kids that are people of faith or any of our citizens that are unarmed when they're just trying to live their lives and be citizens. And, you know, so I don't know if you guys were listening to the news clipping that was during the commercial. And one of the gentlemen that was interviewed said, look, you know, we are tired of being punished for things we didn't do. You have bad people in areas with strict gun laws killing people. And those who are law-abiding citizens have to lose their gun or have restrictions on their firearm. That is scary. I mean, you all know where I stand. Somebody entered my house. Somebody was in my house in the middle of the night. Corey was asleep. The dog was asleep. Not sure why the dog didn't wake up. Deaf, who knows. And so I luckily had my gun, and I stood in front of the kids' rooms, told the guy to blank, get the blank out. I was ready to fire a warning shot, and luckily he left. He got in through the dog door. Left through the dog door. I told my husband, I think we're done with big dogs, because one, they didn't do anything in terms to protect us, and two, they have big doggy doors. I'd rather just have small doggy doors. But I'm very grateful that I was able to protect my family. You know, I have a right to protect my family against a predator that could have a weapon. If there is no way for you to assure me that somebody will not enter my home with a gun, then don't take mine away because I need to protect me and the family. My grandfather was held up at gunpoint. Somebody came right up, put a gun right to his head, robbed him. You have people out there that have guns and have weapons. And we have a right to protect ourselves. I mean, I had family carted off by Nazis. Now, nobody in my family wants to be unarmed ever. Again, we've been there before when the government takes away your weapons. It's not going to happen again. Oh, man, everybody's right-wing, and they're neo-Nazis. Okay, now you're talking to a Jewish family who lost, you know, multiple family members to the Nazis. Okay, yeah, we're pro-gun. Not even pro-gun. We are pro-us being able to protect ourselves, the Second Amendment. Now, what do we do about bad guys having guns? and getting machine guns. And there has to be done. Something has to be done with that. I'm not sure where they're getting them from. I don't know if they're stealing them. I don't know if they're doing, you know, if they're illegally getting the weapons and then using them. But it sounds like whoever is following the state laws are not usually the ones that are the bad people. And we're hearing more and more of these church and mosque and temple shootings. Why? Because they want to go to an area where they won't be, you know, shot back at. Well, I want the world to know that if you walk into my temple or this church or this mosque right here, and you even dare try to hurt any of the congregants, you're going to get a bullet up your butt. That's the message I want people to know. You know, you hear of these, these burglaries where people go into a home to burglarize and they get shot. You don't enter somebody else's house with intent to harm or do something illegal. This is their home. They need to protect themselves. I mean, if we were out there, you know, I don't know, in the safari and you walked into a den, that mama lion or papa lion would, you know, roar and chew the heck out of you. You stay out of our dens. You stay out of our churches. You stay out of our schools. And, you know, what is the, like in California, they have to up security. They have to have armed guards. You need to up security for our schools. I mean, you know, we are going to have a world now where people aren't going to want to send their kids to school. Or they're not going to want to go to church or temple. And you know, this is where the fear resides. You know, this is the growing movement of we don't want people to go outside. We don't want people to go outside and exercise. We don't want people to go to church and pray. We don't want the kids to go to school and learn. There's this movement out there that wants us to live in fear. We don't have to live in fear if we know how to defend ourselves and know how to defend others. You want to come after me? We'll shoot you. Bring it. So, you know, we have a long, long road ahead of us. Because every time there is a shooting, we need to know how this person, you know, got the gun, how this person failed every psychiatric test or red flag that, you know, should have alerted society to this is a bad seed. But the problem is we really don't do anything. When there is a bad seed, nobody really does anything. They don't want to get sued. They don't want to be accused of, you know, profiling them a certain way. So they're like, yeah, that person was kind of weird. That person was angry. That person was strange. So I'm glad so far that this is a peaceful demonstration. 1-877-DOC-TOLLY, don't go away.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. As we're honoring the Reverend Martin Luther King, I read this piece out of CNN, which is kind of interesting. Had to do with his I Have a Dream speech. And I didn't know about this. But they said most people recall with the cameras caught. Reverend Martin Luther King declaring, I have a dream, before 250,000 supporters at a march on Washington. It was a summer day. Before we understand, pretty muggy. But it was, people were lined up and they're, you know, baited on every word of his. He was a brilliant orator and speaker. They said, though, there was a crucial exchange that the cameras didn't catch. Apparently, Reverend King had planned to end his speech by exhorting people to go back to our communities as members of the International Association for the Advancement of Creative Dissatisfaction. But he hesitated when he got to that line in the speech. It didn't feel right. And then he heard a voice from behind him. It was the great gospel singer, Mahalia Jackson. She was sitting nearby. And she said, "Tell them about the dream, Martin. Tell them about the dream." And then he went into "I Have a Dream." It was an ad-libbed moment. It also reveals, they say, that he had the ability to listen. They say Reverend King is not really known for him being a great listener. Nobody talks about that. But they say he was. You know, his "I Have a Dream," his opposition to Vietnam War, decision to embrace nonviolence, all these, they say, came about because he was a good listener. He said, "I could have said to, is it Mahalia Jackson? Don't interrupt me. I'm Martin Luther King," but he didn't. He said, "That's something that hasn't been talked about enough. There's something to be said for that kind of leadership today." This is according to Gerald Poder, a history professor at Lawrence University of Wisconsin. "That's something that hasn't been talked about enough. There's something to be said for that kind of leadership today that's always willing to listen to other people and other perspectives." Now, whether we look at Reverend Martin Luther King or look at Donald Trump or look at Nancy Pelosi, we do see some truth to that. You need to listen. Some of the best, most successful people listen. And maybe we never worded it that way. Wasn't some of the sayings, I don't know if it was Einstein, I forget who, but the stupid speak when the wise listen. I think it was in a very, very old proverb. But it's true. We feel like it was a mistake that I made when I was younger. Because I saw how leaders and presidents were and, you know, teachers were. They spoke. You demand attention. You command the audience. You need to be the one out there first. You need to be noticed. But you can't do that if you don't know what you're talking about. And you will lose all credibility and be stuck. And sometimes the smartest people, you see this in movies all the time, are the wisest. Or the people that are the most profound are the ones that sit in the back corner and just watch and listen. And then they say something, small, short, succinct, terse. And it's meaningful, it's powerful. And why? Because they took those few minutes, took those few seconds to learn and observe. Although that guy in the Chernobyl miniseries, the one that sat quiet in the initial meeting, him I have a problem with because, you know, yeah, he did stupid, but that's, you guys have to see the miniseries. I want to blow it for y'all. But, you know, whether you're a parent with kids, whether you're an employee with a boss who might be an idiot, and a lot of us have had that, you sometimes just need to kind of take a step back and just listen. There is a voice, we think we just have to kind of listen to what we hear, what was said. No. You got to listen to what's not being said. You got to listen to the environment. You got to listen to the tone. You really need to size up the situation. And it's something that a lot of us do, but we don't credit ourselves for. We might say, "Oh, it was instinct," or "I got an idea to my head." You know, and I wonder if the idea of just kind of actively listening, maybe that's something that we could learn from this Martin Luther King Day, is, you know, listen, see what you're not supposed to see, and then kind of deduce and draw on that. You know, some relationships fail all the time because people don't listen. Now we say, "Well, he doesn't listen to me." And he's like, "You said you wanted to go out more and do date nights. I did that. What did I do wrong?" Well, because you didn't, not your fault, but you listened to what she said. You didn't really listen to the sounds around it. And I know some of you are like, "Oh man, this is a bunch of bullcrap. There is no way I could do that." Actually, once you pick up on it and once you see it, then you'll always see it. Do you guys, you know those pictures where it looks like a bunch of spots, and then somebody goes, "Oh, yeah, I see the house. Yeah, I see the house. Can you see the house?" You almost have to stare at it a certain way, and you're staring, you're like, what the hell? And then all of a sudden it just comes into view, and you're like, whoa, I see that. You know, same thing with the human body. You know, I am in medical school, I go, I don't know what you're talking about. Person looks well to me. And all of a sudden, you just learn the code. There's a code. And you learn it, and you're like, okay, you got this going on. You got this going on. You got this going on. You have depression. You have this. You have this. And it's like almost everything comes to light. I mean, some of us think that's also the way things are in death. Rather than it being like a heaven up in the clouds, it's a dimension among us. And there's this whole world going on around us. We don't see it, but it's there. Some people think that could be what's also happening with autism kids. These autistic kids are really smart. Smarter beyond we could imagine. Yet in society, they're looked upon as handicapped and disabled. Because in our society, we expect people to, you know, laugh when you make a stupid joke or whatever. You know, but they, you know, the mind of a very, very severely autistic child might be more brilliant than we know. They might be distracted by the bugs crawling on the ground. They might hear the bugs. They might see the pollutants in the atmosphere. You don't know. They can't describe it. I don't know if you guys saw one of the more recent Superman movies. I think it was about a decade ago, where in the more recent Superman movies, they show him as a kid in a closet, wanting to be left alone because he could hear everything and see everything. And, you know, he looked like one of my autistic family members, you know? And I'm like, it just, and I was like, well, that could be what's going on. They have the ability to see and hear more than we do, and it's overwhelming for them because they have these gifts. So when your wife or husband, you know, is harping about something, well, I want to do this. You know, you don't take me out. I want to, you know, is it that they want to be taken out? Or is it that they want to have their youth back where they were dating? Or they want surprise? Or they want romance? You know, when somebody's like, I really don't want to see the family for the holidays. I really don't want to go. Is it, okay, well, they just don't like your mother-in-law, mother? Or is it because they're made to feel like crap? Is it because they feel they're ignored when they're there? Is it, you know, sometimes you just kind of have to look at what they say and then to look around it. There's a lot of unhappiness out there. Why? You know, this gun violence rally. Is it because people don't want their guns taken away, which really hasn't been brought up yet? Or is it because they keep being vilified when some jerk goes into a gun-free zone and shoots people? You have to listen. People don't, especially politicians. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.